Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Gwen and Chris on 97.3 The Fan. We just had our sports court. We did not quite finish it yet because we need to hear Tony's ruling on it. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's authentic Mediterranean cuisine. It's in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining, takeout options, that's SpirosCuisine.com, and I believe Tony should have read that. It should be a point against him, but I'm sure Scraby will find a way to score it against
me.
No,
it's actually a point against you because I already read it.
I get a point. Whatever you want to do.
Whatever you want to do.
Hey, order! Order!
Sorry, sir.
We got the Chris versus the fans coming up, 833-288-0973. Scraby, return us to the courtroom.
All right, Tony's going to give his ruling about whether or not a co-ed softball team manager has to approach and discuss a very difficult issue with one of the guys on the team. Mainly, he was caught. He was allegedly caught looking through bathroom windows doing something.
So, can I just go over some of this evidence with you before I come to my ruling?
Sure.
Plaintiff or defendant, whatever one you are. So there was no actual eyewitness of him peeking into the windows. They just
from
heard
the post. They just heard movement in the bushes behind.
Was there not a men's bathroom around? Do we know?
I don't know that, but I'm assuming there's. It's one of those.
Right, that's what I'm assuming.
Where
what
they about have a guy on the girl on the other
and
side?
And this isn't like this wasn't a lot of traffic where there was a bunch of people and maybe
I guess
the bathroom.
Not. I mean, I don't think you do what this guy did with a bunch of people walking around.
Well, I'm saying if you have to use the. Relieve yourself.
Did what he's accused of doing. Did they ever see him in any way, shape, or form? When
yes.
did they see him?
They came around the... Let me get the thing back.
Pull it back up, please.
Okay, creeped out. They went to see if there's anything back there, and they saw a man from the back, and it looked like he was doing something to himself, if you know what I mean. That man was the husband of one of the other girls on the team, and she was not a part of this group. They did not approach him because it was a bad situation.
He didn't see them.
He did not see them. Yes, correct.
Got it. But they saw him.
They saw him and ran away.
They saw him creepily standing behind the bathroom looking through. Okay. Go ahead, Tony.
I mean, every way you slice this, this guy's a creepo. But the question is, this softball manager does not want to confront this guy about this, but they... Members of the team are asking him to confront
this guy.
Yeah,
they're all
going to
quit the team. They don't want this guy around anymore.
Yes, correct.
I think because you have young ladies expressing their concern and, quite frankly, willing to quit if he remains on the team, I think you do have to go approach it by letting the wife know that you guys have been dismissed. And if indeed there are questions why, I think he should say, this is what I was told by your female teammates.
Actually say what he's accused of?
Yes.
How about another idea? How about if you want to know why you're being asked to leave this team, how about we bring you on in and you ask the group why it is you're leaving this team?
Wait, say that one more time.
Oh, ask the group. Like a firing squad,
so
basically.
That he doesn't have to do it himself.
Oh, no. I get what you're saying.
I don't think so, because I think that they don't want to be a part of...
They don't want... Them,
so,
yeah.
Forcing them to be the ones to be like, well, we saw such and such.
Yeah, that causes... Maybe this guy gets mad and then goes after them.
I think it's... although I think it's maybe a little unfair considering the information we have, I think that's the way you got to kind of approach
it. So you
it.
Would lay out what you were told, because
if I was questioned, and I assume you would be, why we were being let go.
Because the first thing the guy is going to do, no matter what, is deny this, jumping up and down beyond belief, even
I agree.
If you caught him red-handed. He's going to deny this because it's embarrassing. Along with being creepy, it's embarrassing.
I mean, I'm sure that's not going to make things good with him and his girlfriend.
Not going to help with that either. That's why I wouldn't give him any reason.
Well, that's why
he would know.
You don't need to do it that day. You can wait after that. You know, everybody goes their separate ways. A phone call can be made and you could be asked not to come back at that point.
There's so many ways I want to talk about this. But
what do you want to do?
The chat is saying something.
What are they saying?
Contact him directly.
Right.
And say, hey, I was told something, and I'm asked to kick you off the team, so I'm going to have to do that. And if your wife wants to know, you need to tell her, you know, something like that.
Yeah, I don't think you need to confront him at the facility. You know, you can make that phone call, especially if you're trying to avoid any extra drama.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah. So Tony's ruling is...
Virtually the same.
Okay. All right.
Only difference was in my dissertation, I wrote that you should, if asked, you should explain what the reason was.
Well, then you're gonna have to explain it, because he's
phone.
Gonna ask.
Yeah,
he's gonna ask.
Nobody's gonna accept
it. Yeah.
No, nobody's gonna accept it. Don't guilty people unless you don't give him the chance to ask.
It doesn't matter what he says. He's already kicked off anyway. You just are letting him basically vent.
But I'm not going to even give him the chance, because I don't even want to hear his excuse.
Oh,
you have to give him a day in court.
I don't have to.
That guy that fired
you. I don't have to. I don't have to.
Chris, we all know you ate the sandwich.
Stuff it right back in the freezer.
All right.
We got to go. We got to get to
Chris. You know what? I got an idea. Why don't you film me during the break again? I'll tell you what I think of you.
Chris versus the fans right now, 833-288-0973.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. You can play right now against Chris, if you would like, and you can get a qualification for a trip to Las Vegas. A trip for two to see Jerry Seinfeld in Las Vegas, including two tickets to the show on April 17th at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace, a two-night stay at the Flamingo Hotel and Casino, and a $100 gas card. Jerry Seinfeld returns to the Coliseum at Caesars Palace on April 17th and 18th. See Ticketmaster.com. For tickets, the rules: you have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you are eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question, or you win if you're a first-time player. Let us know before you get into the first question, because you'll get that one for free today, and you'll start on question number two. All right, let's get to our first contestant. I'm going to go with the longest holding person here, Mike.
What up, Mike? Happy hump day.
Yo, first time player.
First time player.
Thanks, Chris.
Way to participate.
I'm just feeling my shame here, sandwich eater.
I got fired from a grocery store, Chris, because they accused me of stealing a bottle cap. Okay?
Did you eat a bottle cap? Did you steal a bottle cap? You did.
I'll tell you about it later.
Quick. All right, we jump right into question number two. Which current Blue Jay was also a Mariner and a Padre?
got your mic?
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Not a... jumping off the page.
Go ahead. Pass it to Chris.
Okay. Right. Stay right there.
Current Padre that is now a Blue Jay.
Nope. Read the...
Current Blue Jay that was once a Padre.
And a Mariner.
The only current Padre that I know of on the Blue Jays is our old friend Eric Lauer, but I don't remember if he was a Mariner. That's my only guess. Eric Lauer.
You didn't listen to the question.
Oh, I guess not.
No. The answer is Ty France.
Yes.
Okay.
Question. Current Blue Jay was also a Mariner and a Padre.
Yeah, okay. That's fair.
Okay.
But Eric Lauer was a Padre, so I did hear the question. I just got it wrong. Right?
Oh, okay.
Eric Lauer was a Padre.
Yeah. Okay. You kept saying current Padre, and it was confusing me. But you are right. I will give you that.
Question number three.
Sorry, after all that is done.
Who is the first NFL QB to win against all 32 teams?
Peyton Manning.
Peyton.
It's motivating, Manning, to you.
Just listen to you.
Chris, I feel like Chris is angry with me for
he's not. I'm trying to think of the answer. Peyton Manning was a really good guess. It has to be somebody that's played for more than one team. Obviously, you have to beat the team you played on. Favre played on an awful lot of teams. And this could be a lot of different guys. Aaron Rodgers? No. I'll stick with Favre.
Wow.
Sorry, I almost got off it.
Money.
I almost changed it.
As a Viking over the Packers sealed his deal there.
Yeah. Yes.
I almost got off it. Went somewhere else, but...
Good job. Good job. The other answer speaking I thought was going to be said Tom Brady.
Speaking of old Sean Payton and it was at Bounty Gate. He was Brett Favre was a victim of Bounty Gate.
He was one of the guys that had a bounty on him.
Yep. Him, yeah. Frank Gore. Michael Crabtree. Let's go to our next contestant. Gilberto,
welcome back, my friend.
Hola, muchachos. ¿Cómo están?
Muy bien. Bien. Here we go. First.
Enjoying the full season?
Enjoy. I see what Gilberto just did. I see what he did.
I did too.
I am not enjoying the postseason. If you want to know.
Here we go. First question.
You may see something that has never been done before.
What, the Dodgers buying another championship?
Oh, stop. That's crazy.
Here we go. What cult... No, yes, we'll go with this one. What cult horror classic was filmed at a house in Carlsbad and is about ghosts? This seems like a tough number one.
This
seems like
a
really
tough number one. This is a well-known movie.
Cult classic... I have no idea, but I'm going to guess, just in case, Poltergeist.
Ooh. Poltergeist. That's a good one. Not right.
Stay there, Gilberto.
It was a good one.
He's going to be upset, though, because that's what I was going to guess.
Oh.
I did not know. So that is obviously not what I'm going to guess now. What is the question again? A cult?
What cult horror classic?
Cult horror classic.
Yes. Great scraby wording here. Was filmed at a house in Carlsbad and is about ghost.
Night of the Living Dead.
Night of the Living
Dead. Oh, no, that's not about ghost, though. Ooh, well, I already said it.
He said it, I guess. Night of the Living Dead. That is incorrect.
This movie freaked me out.
Roberto, you move on. The answer is Paranormal Activity.
Oh, I had no chance. Never even heard of the movie.
So, what?
Never heard of it.
Are you serious?
I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
Certainly
it
not is much of a classic.
I don't know that it's a cult classic.
No, it definitely is a cult classic in the horror movie world.
Is it?
It is. It is.
What's it called?
Paranormal Activity.
This
it's
feels
one of
like
the...
one of your overrations.
No, chat. chat tell me that you
chat
already
tell
know
us
this.
Is Paranormal Activity a cult classic? Feels like a bit of a stretch.
KG says you can't defer hauntings, Hilberto.
That was good. All right, we got to get to our next question. All right, Hilberto. The Yankees have had the most MVPs wear their uniform. What team is second?
So it's widely considered a cult classic, Scrape, according to
thank you.
These people, whoever this is.
Horror movies, lovescrapey.com.
Yeah.
I gotta go with the Dodgers.
Oh, you let your love get you, huh? That is incorrect.
Second most MVPs?
Second most MVPs in the organization, yeah. Like that have wore their uniform.
I'm sorry I have to ask for clarification. Does this mean you won an MVP while playing with that team?
I'll read the question again.
Or did you win the MVP, but you're now in that organization?
No, the Yankees have had the most MVPs. That's a good.
So you're telling me that.
Okay, here's the spirit of the question. Which team has had the most MVPs?
Okay, perfect. Boom.
And it was the Yankees, and now I'm going for second place. Yeah. I'll try the Red Sox.
Red Sox! Right color, wrong team. It was the Cardinals.
Cardinals.
As number two, Hilberto, you slide to question number three. Here we go.
Two great choices, Tony.
Two atrocious choices, by the way. Here we go. We're gonna go Halloween here.
Yes.
Okay.
What is the name of the alien creature in Alien? This is such a scravy question.
Oh my god. I can remember. Chris, go ahead. I
stay there.
It might be a mistake.
It's not a mistake. I didn't like that movie at all.
Really?
No. And I didn't see any of the follow-ups. So I have no clue.
What was the
came out of the
poor, young lady?
Came out of the poor girl's stomach. I know that. It ran around.
It did. It was
but
scary.
I don't know what his name was.
It was definitely scary. That movie freaked me out.
Yeah, as a kid, I should never watch that.
How about Harold?
Harold the Alien?
I would have loved to have Harold the Alien. Hilberto, you win.
The answer was Xenomorph.
Xenomorph.
Good for you, Hilberto.
Hilberto, hang on the line.
Hilberto, did he get any questions right?
I don't think he did.
He leaned on you pretty heavily.
I helped him out right on down the road.
You know what? There's only 9 more days until Halloween.
Yes, indeed. All right, we got to get to break. We are quite late. And Chris, this is you, buddy.
Okay, well, let's try to... I don't know. There's probably a read that I'm not reading.
No, You're good. I feel like he's taking a turn.
No, I mean, it's more important than the show.
Reads are important, but...
He's taking a turn.
All right. We have 90 minutes left in the show. That's time for at least 17, 18
okay,
more reads.
All right, traffic.
So don't miss it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
This hour is brought to you by Toyota of Poway, voted San Diego's number one Toyota dealer by USA Today. So good they had to say it twice. Toyota of Poway has been voted San Diego number one Toyota dealer by USA Today. With ARPs as low as 0% and tons of new Toyotas on the ground, no tricks or only treats during the Trucktober sale event. Happening now, only at Toyota of Poway or online at toyotaofpoway.com, right in the heart of San Diego.
Did you guys notice during that break, you guys were blabbing
on. Yeah, you weren't doing any. You were locked in over there.
I was locked in. And here's why I was locked in.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
I was locked in because I wanted to prove that Scraby's last trivia question was flat out incorrect.
I knew it.
Which one?
I knew
the alien one?
No,
not that one.
The,
don't care about that one.
The MVPs.
The MVPs.
I knew it was. I could see it working.
I know.
In his
I
head
felt like something was happening too. But before you get on me, I'm not going to care because I got this from a reputable website that
named?
I get it from.
Yeah,
all
but
the
you
time.
Always say that, and then you don't check anything, and this reputable website is wrong 90% of the time.
Well, it's not the same website.
And here's where that
one
last
the, one
was
of the
wrong.
Many reputable ones he goes to.
Go back. Do you have the question still, or was
yes,
it?
Yes, I still have the question.
Okay, please do the MVP question and say it so that
oh,
we
you know
understand
what?
It.
It got
I did
erased.
Delete it, but hold okay. on.
The
I can
question
go, hold
was
on.
The question was
what team has had the most MVPs?
No,
the
yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
It was
second.
Oh, it was.
It was
right.
Second.
Who had the second?
Yes.
It said the Yankees have had the most MVPs.
Right.
Who was second?
It wasn't exactly worded that way, but that's what we came to the conclusion
correct.
Of what it was meaning.
Well. The Yankees have had 14 different MVPs.
Not what I'm seeing right here.
14. They have had Judge, A-Rod, Mattingly, Munson, Elston Howard, Mantle, Maris, Berra, Rizzuto, DiMaggio, and then some guys you don't know, Spud Chandler, Joe Gordon, two more guys you know, Garrigan Ruth.
Those are all guys
are
that won it as a Yankee.
Yankees. The Cardinals have had Goldschmidt, Pujols, McGee, Keith Hernandez, Joe Torre, Bob Gibson, Cepeda, Ken Boyer, Musial, Morrison, Cooper, Medwick, Fritch, Bottomley, Rogers, Hornsby, and some guy named O'Farrell. 16 for the Cardinals. They are number one. The Yankees would have been the correct answer. They are number
okay,
two.
Okay, from can the
we,
website.
Can we go? Can you remember how
just trying
the question
to get,
are there multiple MVPs in there?
Sure, but that's not what the question.
No, but
the question
counts
was how
as
many,
two.
No, it doesn't. The question was which team has had more MVPs?
Yeah,
Mickey Mantle's won it three times, but he's the same MVP.
That's three MVP awards.
Well, then you needed to. Then you
no,
needed to.
No, he's trying
make
to find
that.
A way.
How am I trying to find a way?
I
learn
think
how to ask the question right.
I think the question was asked a little funny, but when we came to the conclusion that it was what team had the most MVPs? Basically.
Second most.
Right.
I do think you would have to count somebody who has won it multiple times as
multiple.
Yeah.
All right.
Because what I'm getting
that's
is
your
that
ruling
the,
is what you're saying.
Yeah. Hit the gavel. Hit the gavel.
If it's on me, yeah. That's
all
right.
It says so the Yankees have a player. Or they've won it 23 times. St. Louis has won it 21 times.
That's probably right.
If you're counting the
multiple MVPs.
Right. All right. So we've got.
But
that
you know what? The question was just such a garbage question that. We could have never gotten that right.
Didn't
ever.
Say it was garbage. I do think it's. Here's the reason I actually looked it up because I was hoping the Red Sox were going to be the actual answer.
That would have been something.
But I do find it interesting. I do find it interesting that you could probably win a bar bet if you ask somebody which team has had more different players win the MVP, the Yankees or the Cardinals, and the answer would actually be the Cardinals.
Right.
They've had more different guys
different
win.
Guys win.
Yeah.
Finally, someone people are always on me about the questions about how dumb they are.
But they're with you this time?
I got three. Three people that are supporting
that's
me.
That's more than you normally
wow.
get.
I get Kalos, Dominic, and Cole. Thank you.
Hey, listen, we settled it. We settled it. All right. We got to get to break.
I don't really want to after that whole segment. Chris seems like he's angry at me.
Hey, that makes for a better show. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Okay,
90 minutes left. How many more reads we got?
A couple. Yeah,
someone's got multi.
Coming up. There are no guests in this segment. Doesn't matter.
Mm-mm.
I got to tell you that any guests that we do have on the program... That's right. We open and close every segment now with reads. Commercial reads. Place to go. Gwen and Chris. All guests on 97.3 The Fan join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys. Helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. I might be charged with a crime soon, Scrape, if you keep this up. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com.
I don't even know what that means.
This guy really is having the trouble with these reads. Yeah. And having to read them.
I mean, guess what, Tony?
Yes.
Oh, no.
That's not
Scrappy
you.
Gets
That's
to
not
read
you.
That one.
That's not you, buddy.
All right. Knicks are off to a good start against the Cavs. It's still the first quarter of the season opener to Eastern Powers, as it were. Knicks 27, Cavs 18, first quarter. A couple of other games are underway in the association, night number two. And I think the biggest news of the day is the new Giant manager, Tony Vitello. The manager of the Tennessee Vols, no longer. Now the manager of the San Francisco Giants. And
that's crazy late. To be trying to find a head coach.
That's what someone said in the chat.
College baseball,
At this point, you're just going to have to turn
probably
to your internal
be the
staff.
Next
yeah.
guy, yeah. NFL news, there are a couple of quick items. Mike Evans goes on the IR, karma. Buccaneers wide receiver. If you were with us yesterday, you know I said that. Jaden Daniels, Washington QB, will not start against the Chiefs.
No. Hamstring?
At least according to sources, hamstring.
Yeah, his hamstring is catching these fast guys.
It's the second time I think he's had that already this year, so it's probably going to be lingering, as they say. All right, Scraby, give us the rest of the stuff after traffic in today's Big Five.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Give me 1 second to do a little research for the people out there. Okay, I've been getting questions about the biggest fan, where you enter, all that stuff. I can't post the link right at the moment, but if you go to 973thefansd.com/biggestfan, it will take you to that page, so that's pretty easy. 973thefansd.com/biggestfan, you'll be able to
Go right to that page.
Number five.
And now we will get into some more managerial talk, because Kurt Suzuki's deal with the Angels to be their manager is only 1 year. Just 1 year. There's no options, just 1 year. Tony Vitello's deal with the Giants is 3 years. So we've been talking in the breaks. It seems weird to have a manager with a one-year deal. But Chris, do you think this is a big deal, little deal, or no deal that he got a one-year deal?
I think it's a little deal. Because, it's his his circumstance. Maybe this is what he wanted. Maybe he didn't want to be connected to the Angels for too long. We're not sure who wanted this one-year deal. I don't hate the fact that, at least in this particular one, Kurt Suzuki, maybe he's just betting on himself, too. Maybe it was like, hey, we can give you 4 years, but we're only going to give you so-and-so. And he said, you know what? Give me 1 year. I'll show you how good I am. And then you'll, give me what I'm worth. Anyway, I do know, you hate when I do this, but I know that Walter Alston, the Dodger manager for about 30 years before Tommy Lasorda, worked on a one-year contract every year. But that's obviously a different time. And I do get the fact that Suzuki could be thought of as a bit of a lame duck even before he starts. So I think the Angels are going to have to come out and actually address this. Mm. Don't think you can just give him a 1 year and just try to let it sit.
Yes.
So that's my thing.
All right, Tony, what do you think about the one-year deal? Big deal, little deal, or no deal?
Medium deal. I would assume, most...
That wasn't one of the choices.
It wasn't, yeah, Tony. Is it a big deal, little deal, or no deal?
Fine. Little deal.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a little deal in part because we don't know why the one-year deal. Thanks, Graby. You talked about reports saying that they, maybe the pending lockout might be
a reason for
why the one-year deal. Maybe it is because Kurt is betting on himself, former Cal State Fullerton alum.
Yeah.
But, ultimately, it's an opportunity. And listen, he can maybe do some big things in 1 year, which can kind of change everybody's perspective on what his future looks like.
He could work himself into a place where they're like, we have to have him back.
Right.
And we have to pay him. So.
I like it in that regard. I do. But I don't know exactly everything that went into this.
Yeah.
Cole says the lockout makes sense, but yeah, the lockout does make sense.
I also don't dislike the fact that, oh yeah, that is a good one. I don't dislike the fact he's a backup catcher. Those guys seem to make great managers.
Yeah, they do.
Exhibit A, Bruce Bochy.
And Bob Melvin.
Bob Melvin's pretty good.
Was Joe Torre a catcher?
Bob Brantley.
Yes, but he was
a catcher. He won a World Series.
Yeah. Joe Torre was a star, though. He won an MVP award.
Oh, wow.
So he was a pretty good player in the day. But he did do some catching.
All right.
Number four.
Big Five is brought to you by your local Kia dealers. Visit Kia.com to discover movement that inspires.
It is probably pretty funny for somebody as yourself, Scraby, to hear that Joe Torre was an MVP caliber player. You just remember him as kind of a 67-year-old,
I don't remember him as a player ever.
Yeah, he was really pretty good.
All right, so the Hall of Fame, what is the word I'm looking for? Candidates have been released, the first time Hall of Fame candidates.
What sport is this?
NFL, thank you for asking, Tony.
Thank you.
Frank Gore is in his first year of eligibility for the Hall of Fame.
Oh, God, stop the old process. Put him right in.
He's the third rusher NFL history.
Just to leave Scraby to leave this alone already.
Third rusher in NFL history. The other first-time eligible players to advance are quarterbacks Drew Brees and Philip Rivers, running back LeSean McCoy, wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald, tight ends Jason Witten, Greg Olsen, and then center Marquise Pouncey. I had a question, Tony. I'm going to go the other way. Drew Brees is probably the only first ballot, no questions asked here. Can you see any of these guys, other guys, getting first ballot Hall of Fame honors?
Larry Fitzgerald.
Okay.
I think Philip and Jason are on the cusp of first ballot.
Okay.
I can see Philip more so than Witten getting in their first ballot.
Really? Interesting. Because there's an argument that Philip Rivers might not even get in at all.
I can't see that.
I can't either. But there is that argument.
His numbers are incredible.
any longevity, all that stuff. Chris, is...
I would say, to answer your question, I would say Larry Fitzgerald and Drew are the, to me, the guarantees that are in there.
Okay, Chris.
First ballot.
Outside of Drew Brees, any other first ballot Hall of Famers here?
Yeah, I think Fitzgerald would even be in before Brees. Yeah, and I think Brees is great, but Fitzgerald's one of the greatest ever to play, bar none.
I agree with that.
So I don't think that one's, yeah. You know, there's some other guys that I think Rivers is going to just get there. I think, you know, I don't think he can keep it against him that he didn't make the Super Bowl. I think he was that good, personally. You know, I think Witten has got a case. Maurkice Pouncey might have a case. I don't keep track of linemen that well. I'll tell you whose case is going down in my estimation right now, and I'm not just doing this to get you angry. Maybe I am. But I'm looking for Frank Gore in terms of rushing yards per game in the history of the league, and I'm like an...
He did play a lot of games.
Yeah, I guess I'm missing him here because, like, I'm down to like 90th on the list, and I still don't even see him there.
What is his? What is? Do you know his number?
I know he has 1,600 yards total. That's his total.
Wait, 1,600?
Oh, here he is. He's 61st.
16,000. Oh, wow. 16,000. He has 16,000 yards exactly.
Yeah, exactly. He's 61st in yards per game.
Rodney, averaged 66 yards a game.
Yeah, Rodney Hampton, LeSean McCoy's there, MJD, Doug Martin, who just passed. Those are not Hall of Famers. So Frank Gore may have a little more trouble than just because he had a lot of yards. I'm not saying he might deserve a look, but I think Brees and Fitzgerald go in.
In 2006, I know I agree with what you're saying, Chris, but in 2006, Frank Gore averaged 106 yards per game.
Frank Gore had some moments. There's no question.
Yes, he did. He has some moments with the Dolphins, too.
One, maybe. Not many.
Number three.
The NFL is taking the remnants of its annual All-Star event to downtown San Francisco during the week of the Bay Area Super Bowl. At the NFL's owner meetings on today, Commissioner Roger Goodell announced that the Pro Bowl games are moving to the week of the Super Bowl. Now the Pro Bowl games are scheduled to take place at the Moscone Center on Tuesday, February 3rd, where the Super Bowl Fan Fest is being held. It's mainly a made-for-TV spectacle, as the largest ballroom in the convention center only holds 4,000 people. Goodell said, quote, "We spent a lot of time evolving our Pro Bowl, talking about how to make our Pro Bowl more attractive, both for our players participating, but also our fans. We spent a great deal of time talking about the objectives, and the objectives really are to celebrate and honor our credible players, and second is to use our game as a global platform, and third is because we have a lot of money riding on it." He did not say the third part. That was me.
Okay.
You just added your own quote.
That's part of the answer. Chris, when are they finally going to get rid of this thing?
I don't know.
Keep moving it. They keep making it a dodgeball game. They can't.
Well, here's my first note. They're trying to, you know, continuing to try to find ways to make it attractive. I don't think that's something they can achieve. Can't be attractive.
You're not playing this game that's recognizable during the regular season.
It's not attractive.
It's not attractive.
But I think I have one of my really good ideas here.
Okay.
I'm going to solve a lot of issues with one fell swoop.
World hunger?
Nope.
Okay.
Bad Bunny's creating a stir. He's out. The Pro Bowl games are in at halftime of the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
I might look at for 5-10 minutes. I'm not knocking Bad Bunny, by the way. Basically making light of that being a big story. But hey, how about halftime of the Super Bowl? Anyway, there you go.
They could be like the Pop Warner kids.
They're fun to watch sometimes. That's my crazy idea.
Tony, when are they going to finally get rid of this game?
I don't think they're going to. They're going to keep trying to revitalize this. And I think until they understand that
the reason
why people tuned in is because you got the very best at that game playing the game.
The game.
But once they all figured out, like, man, we're playing this game and we're getting hurt and there's nothing at the end of this, it's not worth it. It was lost, and it's going to be lost.
I think when Sean Taylor blew up that punter, that was the end.
We missed those days. Man, I mean, it's the same thing that we're seeing in the NBA, right? The reason why people aren't interested anymore, is because those guys aren't playing the same way that we watched them play during the regular season, which is all I think anybody really wants to see.
I would even argue the NBA All-Star game is more important just because if I want to see a lot of scoring and I want to see these guys make crazy shots.
I mean, there's a resemblance of the game, at least,
no,
with
I get
the All-Star game.
But they're not playing defense.
The reason why it's not as interesting as it used to be is because it doesn't look anything like a regular season game.
Yeah, you could tell those guys are just there for... Do they get paid for the All-Star game? I'm sure they do.
Number two.
The NFL may reconsider alternatives to the onside kick in the future. While the dynamic kickoff, which I really like, guys, has increased return, successful onside kicks remain pretty low. 3 of 50 in 2024 and just 1 of 21 this season. So it's basically a non-existent
thing. And it's taking
a
little of the excitement out when you get ahead by 2 scores at the end of the game.
And then you have to declare it and all this other stuff. You can only do it in the fourth quarter when you're losing. Despite last year, I thought this was okay. A 4th-and-20 proposal was rejected, where you just have to gain 20 yards to get the ball back. NFL executive Troy Vincent suggests further discussion is needed given less than 5% recovery rate. Tony, what would you do with the onside kick?
You know, the good person in me wants to say, you know, we should continue the way they're going about it, taking out more contact. But the football person in me was like, we need it back.
Yeah.
I mean, I still remember the Seahawks getting that onside kick against Green Bay when it seemed like
so
their
huge.
Day was over.
And surprise onside kicks are exciting.
Right.
And they don't exist anymore.
They don't exist. You gotta tip the other team off that it's happening.
Yeah.
I think that's silly. But I guess in the name of safety.
Oh, stop it.
If the NFL doesn't care about safety, you can't
lip
care
service.
About safety.
I know it's lip service. I mean, what was the guy who wobbled into the tent the other night in the Giant game and Cam Scadigal brought
Jackson
him back
Dart.
On the field?
No, Brian Dable basically, like,
I mean, come on.
I mean, listen, I
don't care.
I do think it's lip service. I do think it doesn't care. But when you watch an onside kick, it is quite painful to watch.
It is.
Watch those dudes line up and just, they're not even concerned about anything other than smashing into and breaking the wall.
But the actual onside kick is not going to change no matter what they do. It's still the same as it ever was. It's just that you got to tell them you're doing it.
Yeah.
The contact's still the same.
I think they should get, that's true. So for that.
For that reason, I think they should just go back to the old kickoff.
Right,
that's what 100%. That's what I would do.
Oh, that's not
I agree with
happen.
That. No,
well, the old kickoff,
not the old kickoff, but the old way of not having to inform the team that you're
which
getting
like
ready.
You can surprise
to go back
someone
to the old
with an onside
kickoff.
I think that's silly.
I do too, but then those guys are already down the field as it is.
It literally defeats the purpose of having an onside kick. I don't know. There should be a way in which you don't have to inform, and they got to pay attention.
I like the one play. Gain 25 yards. That's difficult. Is that as difficult as an onside kick?
That just doesn't seem like
football. It's not football.
It's now you're
XFLing things. Did I ask you? Oh, Chris, what would you do?
I told you, bring back the old kickoff.
Chris just wants CTE everywhere.
Can somebody give me show me something that says that every CTE, you know, injury happened on kickoffs?
They can't.
So, Greg Camarillo, friend of the show, he told me he was on kickoff return and he was in the wedge, and he said the wedge was one of the hardest places to play because you are standing there and those guys are running full speed.
Yeah.
I don't think he would walk
Shout
the old kickoff.
I saw Greg last night.
Shout out, Greg.
You know, you mentioned his name. I just see him flying down the field with that pass from Cleo Lemon.
Of course.
Every time.
Of course.
I wanted to bring that up to him so bad, but we were, you know, amongst San Diego State students, they probably didn't want to hear nothing about that.
They're like, wait, he actually had had an NFL career?
Number one.
Lou Gehrig's uniform from his final Yankee Stadium appearance is sold for $2.712 million at auction, the most ever paid for a piece of Gehrig memorabilia. It was worn by Gehrig at Game 2 of the 39 World Series, and the winning bid included a buyer's premium. I don't know what that means. $2.712 million. Chris, if you buy this jersey, where are you keeping it in your house?
If I bought it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I haven't thought this through because you know what I think of these.
Do you have a place where you, I think, would you put it above your helmets that you have in your office?
Yeah, I don't have any place worthy of something that expensive. I'll be straight up with you there.
Yeah, I think I really have to put it in a safe.
I mean, yeah, you'd have to lock it up almost, wouldn't you?
I know Tony probably has a spot.
That bad boy's going old school right underneath the bed.
Underneath the bed?
Yeah,
we're
going to put it in like a nice casing.
Oh, so you couldn't even see it?
Yeah.
So it just sits there?
For a time being.
You're buying it for $2 million, $2.7
million. And you put it under the bed?
At some point, I'll get it up, just not immediately.
You're weird, too.
All right, more on the other side.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.